Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. One House Republican admits the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis. Dave Collins has more.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal.
We had a different process of democracy to take hold within our own conference, which is that majority doesn't rule.
Crenshaw said he supports Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan as Speaker, but he slammed efforts by some of Jordan's allies to turn Republicans against those who don't plan to vote for him.
President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit. A senior U.S. official confirmed the news after several Israeli media outlets reported earlier yesterday that invitation had been made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expected to return to Tel Aviv today. A 71-year-old man charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Sheriffs found the two victims Saturday in a residence in Plainfield Township, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. The boy was transported to a local hospital where he later died. The woman transported in serious condition. Three people injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by officers and taken into custody. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a troubling statistic for high school students.
ACT scores in the U.S. fell to their lowest levels in more than 30 years. The average ACT composite score was 19.5 out of 36. Last year's score was slightly higher. The reported scores were from the students from the first year of the pandemic. Scores from the college admission test have dropped steadily for the past 6 straight years. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Bills managed to hang on for a 14-9 victory over the Giants yesterday in Sunday Night Football at Highmark Stadium. The Bills now second in the AFC East at 4-2 and will visit the New England Patriots in Week 7. New York is now last in the NFC East and 1-5 and will host the Washington Commanders in Week 7. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gaining instant fame in the mid-70s because Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. She went on to star in other sitcoms such as Step by Step and She's the Sheriff. In addition to acting, Summers had her own line of health, beauty, and fitness products. She would have been 77 today. Rite Aid is filing for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain filed for Chapter 11 protection yesterday, facing declining sales, billions of dollars in debt, and more than 1,000 lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're going to have a lot of fun here. You ready for 101 Bible questions and the surprising answers you may not hear in church? You know, this is an interesting book, what Andrew Farley has done. Really done us a great favor in tackling these questions that most of us have. I mean, you will be surprised. And maybe there's some questions that you said, you know, I think when I have that time, you know, and meet face to face to God, because of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask him. This is a question I want to know about, which I think is interesting because I think that, you know, at that time, we're going to be so knowing that the totality of God's creation, how God intended us to be, because we know that we're operating not on all cylinders here on this side of heaven, right? Are you aware of that? Of course you are, right? So, but I believe when we do get to heaven, that a lot of these questions that we've had that have lingered around, we'll just have that big, humongous, oh yeah moment. Maybe you can call it a hallelujah moment or whatever you want to call it, but it's just like, oh, now I get it. It is so obvious and so clear, you know, and that the questions that we may have for God might not be as heavy or as plentiful as we think they would be, because in the presence of God, being around He who is all-knowing, we will know. But in the meanwhile, here we are. And we have people like Andrew Farley who thought enough to say, "Hey, I'm gonna address these questions because you know we've been told don't ask too many questions. You know, just kind of go with the flow, right? You know, we've been dumbed down to think, okay, we just need to not be that agitant or be the one to ask the question that." You know, the majority of the classroom has the same question, but they don't have the courage to ask. You know, there's always that kid in the room who will ask that question. I think of that. I think of my son, my youngest son. He was that way. He was always asking the questions. And it was the questions that most people, but they didn't have the courage to ask, but he did. And sometimes it would bother people because he asked those questions, which is amazing. Because, like, look, you want to know the answer. I've asked the question, so now listen and get the answer. Don't be mad at me. I mean, that was, I think, a good point. And oftentimes, because he does that to me, he'll ask me a question and it's going, wow, that's pretty provocative. And even when he was little, I don't know if I've told you this, but we'd be driving down the road, and I'm driving, and he's sitting next to me, and he'd want to ask me a question, and he would grab my face because he wanted to see my face. I'd go, honey, I'm driving, you know. But I often got a kick out of him that he wanted to see my face. But, you know, hey, there's times when you can look me in the face. If you want to be in the windshield, then, you know, you can see my face a little bit easier. But it's not safe for me to look you in the face and hear your question as I'm driving down the road. As I say, there seems a lot of questions about Christianity that we're not supposed to ask, at least not in church, right? Oh, no. If we do ask them and arrive at surprising answers, we might ruffle too many feathers. After all, you know, we've got, you know, tithes and all the expenses of the church to cover. So, you know, the fact that you would come to church and expect to get any answers, that's not cool. So that's just one of many that we'll talk about. But Andrew Farley, who is quietly helping millions of people discover the freedom and transforming power of God's grace, serves as lead pastor at the Grace Church, a non-denominational church in Dallas, Texas, and is the founder of BibleQuestions.com. That's where all these questions come from, because when you have a website like BibleQuestions.com, people are going to ask you questions because you're kind of inviting them to do so. Andrew Farley, welcome to I almost said welcome to church. It almost feels this way with all the setup. But welcome to the show, Andrew. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to it.
I love this book. This is awesome. I mean, what you've done, you know, why did you write this book?
Well, I mean, if you've ever wondered if some questions are maybe too taboo for church or forbidden even at the Thanksgiving dinner table, you know, we're tiptoeing around our friends and relatives. We don't want to offend anybody. We've got all of this controversy surrounding certain questions about, oh, I don't know, gender and women in church and tithing, giving 10% to the local church and even questions about doctrine, like can I lose my salvation or not, and you know, what about spiritual gifts? I mean, there's so many divisive things in the church today that people are. I think we've grown scared to ask certain questions, and that's why I wrote this book. I really want people to have the biblical answers they need, and we picked 101 of the most frequently asked questions that we get.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter is that's what it comes down to. People forget just what a gift the Word of God is for us, right? And the answers are there, but if you don't consult, the Word of God, then you go around, and then what do you have to rely on? The peer group? Somebody else? Because the other thing, too, yeah, Andrew, that's happened is we've fallen victim to people telling us what we're supposed to believe. You know, because
right,
sometimes people say things like, who told you that? Where did you come up with that one? And it's funny because just asking them that question, then you see them, they go, oh, okay, I guess that now that I hear myself ask that question, that really is kind of a stupid question. Or, you know, even worse answer. But again,
yeah,
I think that, you know, but I think as a society, that's unfortunately what has happened to us, is that we've been, you know, we've been told what we're supposed to believe instead of doing the work ourselves, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, and now with social media, I mean, everybody's going to call themselves a theologian, and you're going to have a million experts out there giving you their opinion on whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And so I wrote this book filled with, I mean, it's probably got more than 1,000 different scripture references, full quotations, opportunities for people to dive deeper. And then there's discussion questions with it. So if you want to use it for your home group and, you know, get into a deep discussion about salvation or spiritual warfare or the Holy Spirit or anything, you know, judgment and rewards, it's all there in 101 Bible questions. And it's really an opportunity to get encouraged in God's grace and deepen your understanding of the scriptures.
Well, you know, the thing is so cool, like you say, with small groups, you can just open any page, just come up with any question. if somebody didn't have something specific, you know, and this would open up a dialogue that I believe would be quite, you know, quite rich and informative. And in some cases, may even challenge some pastors out there, because this is awesome what you've done in laying this out. Now, the order in which they come, you know, starting with salvation, was there a specific order, or maybe you can answer that on the other side, because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Andrew Farley, his book, 101 Bible Questions. He got answers, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Andrew Farley with us. His book, 101 Bible Questions. He's got the answers. Surprising answers you may not even hear in church. Just before break, we were talking about the sequence and the orders of the questions that came about. And my question to Andrew was there, was there a plan and a specific reason as to why you started with, salvation?
Yeah, well, we expect a lot of people that aren't even yet believers. Maybe they're searching, they're thinking about the Bible, they're thinking about Christianity. So we wanted to start with the most basic question. I mean, how do you get saved? And then some critical questions that we get every day practically on our radio program. We have a call-in program every night, and people are asking, am I okay? Have I lost my salvation? What would I need to do to be sure I'm saved? Did I go too far? Did I mess this up? Is God mad at me? Is he going to cancel everything on me?
Yeah,
so,
right.
people want to know about salvation and their security in Christ. So we started with those two topics. And then from there, I mean, even digging deeper, are you forgiven of all your sins? What if you die and you have some unconfessed sins? What about some that you never remembered to confess? I mean, does the blood of Jesus deal with those two? And what about the final judgment? I mean, are you going to be standing in front of a movie screen of all your sins, or did Jesus take away your sins? And how does all that work? So just a lot of questions about salvation and forgiveness. That's how the book starts. And then from there, it just gets deeper and deeper into some of the controversial questions of the faith.
What would you say are the most controversial questions of the faith that come up?
Yeah, well, first, I mean, what about women serving in church? Look at what's happened today in the news. I mean, you got a major denomination that's split, and churches are leaving organizations because of their opinions on whether or not women can serve in church and to what degree. So we cover that. We cover the very controversial question of homosexuality, and is homosexuality a sin? And if it is, then how can we prove that from God's word? And then what is our attitude to be toward friends and relatives who say that they're now in a homosexual lifestyle? What if they're a believer? What if they're not a believer? Do we treat them differently? So these are tough everyday questions that we need answers to, and that's why I wrote 101 Bible questions.
Right. Well, as you say, homosexuality has become so pervasive, and then we have the trans movement and all the other splintering effects of this chapter that we've opened up in this culture now. That people don't know how to deal with it, because you're hard pressed to have a conversation even with the peer group and the cultural group, because you're not really going to get a balanced deal. You're going to get kind of a carnal opinion, without scripture, a scriptureless opinion. I mean, how dangerous! So what do you tell me? Let's give an example. How do you address this issue?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, it's pretty clear. I think you'd have to start tearing out pages of the Bible to call yourself a follower of Christianity, and yet justifying homosexual lifestyle. It's pretty clear. Romans 1 tells us that it's not God's design, that God created a man and a woman to be together in a marriage relationship. So whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it is confirmed that God's original design was for man and woman to be together. So that's treated. But then also in the book, 101 Bible Questions, we also can't just start pointing our fingers at one issue and bashing people. So let's recognize that homosexuality is in the same list in the book of Romans, along with lying and cheating and stealing and disobedience,
murdering,
parents, and murdering, and idolatry, and so the purpose of Romans 1 is really to say that we're all condemned. Without Christ, We are all condemned, and none of us have hope. And so if we can agree on that, then we start seeing why everybody needs Jesus, and also why we can't run around judging each other, because there's no point if we're all guilty and we all need a Savior, then we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because, if you haven't gotten by then that the Ten Commandments told you that you were incapable of, of dealing with this, that you needed salvation from Jesus Christ, then, the book of Romans reminds you once again, hey, look, you're not there, and of course, Jesus said that we're not to judge. So how do we address this? I mean, because you got churches right now that are accepting, homosexuals into their body and participating in some cases, even pastoring churches.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Apostle Paul's pretty clear on this. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says that anybody who calls themselves a Christian and yet they're engaged in that sort of lifestyle, it says don't even eat with such a person. Now, this is not designed to cause hatred within a family, but it is designed for us to have discernment within a church body. And so if someone is calling themselves a Christian and they're using the name of Jesus to excuse, let's say, swindling people out of money or extorting money or any sort of fornication or homosexuality. I mean, if they're using the name of Jesus to excuse that, then Paul is actually saying, don't associate with that. Now, he's not saying that if you're in a company and you go to work every day, 9 to 5, and there are unbelievers there that are not in your congregation, but they're just unbelievers who are still dead in their sins, they're in Adam, then what can you expect from them? Of course, you're going to see all flavors of flesh and disobedience and sinfulness. You're not going to be able to get out of this world. I mean, we're in the world, and yet we're told to not be of it. So the decision comes down to, how am I going to treat people at work? Well, obviously with dignity and respect and love. But if I'm in a church setting and somebody is actually using the name of Jesus to promote any sinful lifestyle, then I want to say to them, hey, that's not what we're about here, and you need to go somewhere else because we don't agree with promoting that. And so I think there's a world of difference between someone who's struggling, okay? There are lots of Christians who are struggling with temptation. And the reason that they're in church is they're saying, I want help. I want counsel. I need guidance. I want to say no to sin. I want to say yes to Jesus. All right, that's one attitude, and that's healthy. But the other attitude is, you know what, I'm going to justify this, and I don't care what anybody thinks, and Jesus is okay with this. That's where you say, no, we got to part company at that point.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, that's healthy, because at the end of the day, what was God's intent, but to raise up, a holy people, right? I mean, not necessarily perfect, but when you go back, to day one in the book of Genesis, that was the mission. That was God's intent. That's God's heart, right? And so ever since then, Satan has been doing everything he can to compromise the seed, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what the sin is. It could be someone in your church that's taking people for all their money. It could be someone in your church that's sleeping around. I mean, it's not about one particular sin. It's just, look, the reason we gather together is to point each other toward Jesus, who's going to bring real change.
Excellent. Andrew Farley, congratulations on the book. This is really a blessing, what you're giving to the church and to other pastors. And I highly recommend 101 Bible Questions and the Surprising Answers You May Not Hear in Church. Andrew Farley, thank you. God bless.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis yet. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A 71-year-old man was charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. A suspect is in custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Great to have you with us for the ride. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell, the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of committee on this present danger, China, of course. Scott, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, last weekend, you gave a speech to the Common Sense Society and the Virginia Council. Interesting, the timing of your speech, because I had another engaging conversation for almost an hour with the Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears. Talking about her book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. So much of what you talked about, I'll tell you, you two could have been Sonny and Cher, talking about common sense and, singing about common sense, whatever, you know, however you, how thematic you want to make it. But it's like, you know, between the three of us, our hearts are molded together on liberty, common sense, faith, and family, Scott.
Well, it's because God designed it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the case, isn't it? I mean, God has created this infrastructure. It says nobody can, interfere with it. He laughs when they try to do that, including climate change. Oh, yes, by the way. God's infrastructure from the beginning of time, as man would even begin to try to perceive it, everything was well established. His infrastructure is solid as a rock, isn't it?
It is. It is. We just have to rediscover it and recognize it.
Well, it's like, you know, you and I've talked about this before. It's like the law of gravity or any other immutable law. You know, in some of the laws, the payment for breaking said law is pretty immediate, and you figure it out pretty quick. Although there are some laws, as the book of Ecclesiastes refers to, because, you know, there is no immediate consequence, we fool ourselves and think we can get away with it, or we think there's another option. But the problem is, at least in my experience, Scott, when consequences are deferred, inevitably they are much more severe and crushing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You're so right, yeah. When I gave the talk to the Common Sense Society, I really didn't know. I prayed up the day before, and I just started writing an outline about what I was going to talk about, because I said, well, there's so many things to talk about. Let's just start at the beginning. Okay, the beginning is that God created us. How did he create us? He created us with free will and free minds. And his plan for us was that we would discover the truth through that the use of free minds and free will, that we would, as ideas are in competition with each other, the truth ends up prevailing, because the truth will defeat the falsehood every time. And no one has a monopoly on the truth, certainly not government.
Right.
And when we think about progress...
Well, they shouldn't have a monopoly on it, because...
I know. Well,
your very point, this is why this rhymes and reasons with, oh, yeah, that First Amendment thing. You know, our free speech, right?
Right, right. But what's important, and everybody can understand this, even if you don't really believe in, you know, say you really doubt the truth of the Bible, put that aside. We all know that all progress comes from building on facts, reality, truth.
Right.
That if you're trying to do something and it's not based on the solid rock of truth, that it's not going to succeed.
Exactly.
Whether you're a scientist, whether you're a builder, whatever you are, you've got to follow, you know, you've got to apply what works, what is true. And so the opposite, so if that's the engine of human progress, and we all talk about how great it is that we've made all this progress, you know, when we think about all that we have in high technology and so forth, we have to say, wow, life is a lot easier, and we have more tools than ever before. That doesn't mean that we're happier people, but we have all of this, and it can be all used to help us, you know, manage time better, be more efficient, get more done. So truth is so important, because it was the applied truth that got us all this progress. Now, it appears that we're turning our back on truth, and you know, because our lives are exposed more and more to deceit and lies, and you can't build progress on deceit and lies.
Exactly.
I mean, let's just take about this. You've been to a doctor, Bill. You shared with me. You had several different procedures. Would you go to a doctor that didn't tell you the truth? Would you trust his judgment to do what's right? Of course not.
Right.
So we know that very very true, but.
Well, it's like the first question I asked the doctor, you know, that did my hip surgery, and he kind of laughed with it, but I asked him, I said, do you know the difference between your right and left? And fortunately, he had a sense of humor, he laughed, and because, you know, there have been instances when you go in for a right hip surgery and the doctor does the left. Not my particular doctor, but that has anecdotally been reported. And so I didn't want to be, you know, coming out of the ether, so to speak, and think, oh, my God, you did the wrong leg or the wrong hip. You know what I'm saying? So to your point.
Right.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
Truth matters. Yes.
Absolutely. So let's just think about, you know, what occupies everybody, with, you know, in governing positions for the most part in terms of public policy for what, you know, for America. And we like to think that this is progress, right? Well, it turns out when we consider current major public policy issues that preoccupy, you know, the executive and the legislative, we find most, if not all, are based on false narratives. And many are actually hoaxes. So how do we get good policy, good results, progress for America, if all of the debates in our government are based on falsehood. The southern border is secure. We're told that.
Yeah.
That's an outright lie, and we all know it. And,
yes,
and yet there's no corrective to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they think that they can continue to manipulate the media not to cover it, which they do. I mean, look, if ABC, NBC, CBS were doing their job, there would be, you know, there would be cameras on that border showing what's going on. There aren't. And so they...
Right. Well, there's a dereliction of duty there.
It's a dereliction of duty, and then you have to ask yourself why. And I can tell your audience why this is happening. Because this is a global agenda that has its origin in the UN, the World Economic Forum, to break down nation states, to break down national sovereignty, and to move to flood countries with immigrants, to make all countries, to make all areas kind of equal in misery, I might add.
Exactly. And they've been doing this, Scott. How many nations have they done this to, where they've destroyed their borders and these countries have been overly migrated? You know?
Well, look what's gone on throughout Europe. I mean,
yes, exactly.
I'm wondering
in terms of a number. I mean, are we talking that there's been a dozen countries who have fallen into this lie?
At least a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some countries have resisted it. I mean, to their credit, Japan has had very tight, immigration policy, and certainly China does not allow in, third world people.
Right.
So, but the West, and we're under attack. You know, we are in a major conflict with none other than China. China is our number one enemy, and they want to weaken us in every way, and they want to defeat us internally. They do not want to fight us in a physical war. So this is part of the strategy.
Yeah.
And the Chinese are now coming over our border, and their fentanyl is flooding into our country, and that all comes from China.
Exactly.
So... Yeah. So
this is the deal. I mean, we no doubt, the West, particularly, America is the crown jewel and the target. I don't care if you're talking Iran, you're talking Russia, you're talking China, you're talking, you just name it. All these countries that are envious of America's position, and they would love nothing better than to replace us. And guess what? We're giving them all the tools that they need in order to bring us down. Scott, let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Yeah,
more
let's
from
pick
Scott
it up
Powell.
Climate change. Oh,
okay. You got it. Stay with us. More from Scott Powell after this.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. And we were talking before about truth. And one thing I want to make sure that people understand, you know, truth isn't this ethereal kind of idea. It is a black and white issue and definition. It's not your truth, my truth, somebody else's truth. No, there is the truth or there is a lie. It is black and white. And when, you know, Scott or I are talking about the truth, you have to maintain the integrity and the foundation of what the truth is, regardless of what somebody else is saying. You know, as Scott was pointing out, that we have the United Nations, we've got the World Economic Forum, we've got all these outside forces telling us something about migration, but what you have to look at is what is the truth that, as it relates to sovereignty, as it relates to the bigger picture, that when, you know, there is violation of the truth that compromises a nation's sovereignty, then you know, the flag's got to go up, and you need to be aware and understand that we are in danger here. But again, the source of truth is God Himself. You abandon yourself. You think somehow you can live life without God. God says, fine, you know, have it your way. But you, there's no way that you can appreciate the benefits of God's wisdom and truth without God. And this is what so many people in America think that they're getting away with, but they're not. Look at the calamities. Look at the chaos that's going on. This is all resultant from the fact that we have turned our back on God, and we're reaping the whirlwind on it, and we want to blame something else. We want to blame Donald Trump, or we want to blame the Democrats, or no.
We want to blame climate change.
Exactly. Go ahead and pick it up from there, Scott, because I think it's important for people to understand this. This all stems from, you know, our delusion and our defiance of the truth.
Yes. I mean, first of all, let's just start out by just saying it outright, that the climate change argument is a hoax. It is based on false scientific, really anti-scientific analysis. Mm-hmm. So why is climate change being rolled out? First of all, it took over from the argument that we had global warming. When they couldn't prove there was real global warming, they went to climate change. Mm-hmm. And climate change is designed, the way it's presented to us, it's presented with fear that if we don't change our economy, that we're going to have, that life as we know it is going to end on the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, right. If you go back to the 1960s and 70s with the Club of Rome, they were saying the same thing. Every period has had this sort of, concern and fear-based stuff about how, how the world was going to, ultimately, collapse.
Right.
The population argument back then in the 60s and so forth. The fact is that the earth can support, if we properly farmed all of the agricultural land, we could feed 3-4 times the population that we currently
Not to mention if we got some of these oppressive governments out of the way that we're stopping the flow of food to, people, right?
Right.
Let's add that into the mix.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So getting back to climate change is really a global agenda. We could say that it was hatched by the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, but it was the perfect vehicle to break down the sovereignty of individual nations and to transform their policy. And to the extent that China controls, it controls much of the United Nations, mm-hmm. and the agenda. China wants us to go green, to go all electric vehicles and go all green, because it will destroy our economy, and it cuts us off from the fossil fuels that give us energy on demand to fight and win wars.
Exactly.
The strategic petroleum, the American people should have been alarmed when they heard that Joe Biden was bringing down the price of oil, of gas at the gas pump by tapping into the strategic petroleum reserve. That strategic petroleum reserve is there for emergency use in time of war, primarily. So now we've drained that out.
Not in emergency use for getting votes.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
So this agenda of climate change, the reality is that electric vehicles, they run on lithium, okay? And to go totally green with wind and solar in America, you've got to be able to store the energy so that, you have energy when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining. So that you need 30 days of battery storage because you store the energy for the time that you need it. In order to build out a totally zero CO2, net zero CO2 economy with just wind and solar, it would cost us $270 trillion to build out primarily the energy storage is the most expensive part of it. That's impossible. It's ridiculous. So for us to be misled about this is just, it's crazy. And even if we were to go half net zero, in other words, we rely half on wind and solar and half on conventional, coal, uranium, natural gas generated energy, it still would cost us, well over $20 trillion. Well, last time I checked, we have a deficit, the likes of which we've never had in our country before, and our economy may collapse. So why are we even talking about a policy that would just, where are we going to get the money? We don't have the money.
what happens to all the trees, and the environment, the things that we're supposed to be sensitive about when you go to net zero? They can't breathe.
No, you're absolutely right.
And if they can't breathe and die, then that kills us. Right? Because
we're
counting on them in terms of the cycle of life to do what they need to do, and now we're interfering with that, and nobody's asking this question. It's like, okay, what is this going to do to humanity? Well, for those eugenicists who believe, as you said earlier, that the earth cannot handle the population that thinks that 8 billion, their heads were exploding when we were starting to get to 2 billion. And, now they've kind of expanded and say, okay, maybe we can live with 3 billion. We're at 8 billion right now. We're 5 billion too many in their eyes and perception.
Yeah,
so,
if
they exterminated 5
billion.
Population
reduction is part of their agenda.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. So climate change has a lot of power because it's based on fear and causing everyone to be fearful. But don't fall for it.
Again, China without God, you know, without God, I'm sorry, Scott. But again, you brought up something. So again, this is all fear based, and it's exacerbated the further away from God you are. You see, with God, there's no fear. I mean, you're going to have a certain amount of fear. I get it, because we're human beings. But there's peace with God. Without God, oh my goodness, the fear meter goes off the charts, to your point. Okay, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I would remind you, audience, that God created it all. He created all the oil, all the natural gas, all the uranium. All of those sources of energy were created by God for what? For human benefit.
Exactly.
But we have to manage it prudently. And so the economy, the free economy, automatically does that. It will drive resources to where the cheapest source of energy is and the most reliable, because in the world of energy, reliability is very important. You don't want to have an unreliable source of energy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have bought electric vehicles have realized that it's not quite as easy to take long trips because there's no infrastructure to recharge.
Exactly, including the CEO of Ford, who took his F-150 across country and realized, I can't make it across country relying on the charging stations that aren't there, right?
Yeah. So the other false narratives, we'll go through real quick. The pandemic was one of the major false narratives, really in the area of hoax. And again, it was based on fear and transforming our economy. And now there's talk about turning over the sovereignty of the United States, our country, to the World Health Organization in time of emergency, pandemics or other emergencies,
right,
which could include climate change.
Could you
this
imagine?
This is crazy that we would even, that, and this is why our current, installed president is such a dangerous guy. And it's not him, it's the people behind him who want us to sign this treaty. And the treaty does not need to go through the Senate. If Biden signs it, essentially we've turned over the sovereignty of the United States to who? On global emergency stuff. That's crazy.
Well, I thought the Senate still needs to be involved. They still could cancel.
Well,
right?
this treaty is written in such a way that it does not involve the Senate. But we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. We got a minute and a half left.
Yeah,
I'll let you.
Well,
go
another
ahead.
Another big hoax and false narrative is that white supremacy is our greatest threat. I mean, this just exacerbates racial conflict in our country, which is what our enemies want. Mm-hmm. And then look, we're all scratching our head on why transgenderism is just sort of taken off. Well, it's again to weaken America, destroy the family. And to confuse young people and even make them malleable to being used by government for nefarious purposes. So, anyway, maybe next week we can finish up, Bill, but there's so much to talk about.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. And I don't know if you saw the numbers, regarding the Dems' Real Clear Opinion research. I'll just give you two of the line items here. 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. 34% of Dems say America has too much freedom. And 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. This is the America we live in right now, to Scott's point. And look, without God, it's not going to get any better. The trajectory would tell us, Scott. He's the author of Rediscovering America. Scott Powell has been our guest. Thank you, Scott. God bless.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.